African daisies will soon be arriving and have some of the prettiest flowers for this spring today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Known as osteos, African daisy is an outstanding flowering plant. These plants evolved in South Africa and are relatively new to many home gardeners. They have the familiar center disc and petals of the daisy family. The center discs are dark with brightly colored petals in various shades of white, pink, yellow, blue, and purple. One of the most striking African daisy selections is the Zion Copper selection. It's the flowers that turn heads. The petals are pastel lavender with coppery orange tips. The center is a bright purple-blue speckled with yellow stamens. For the very best flowering, always plant in the landscape in full sun. In the coastal counties, growing in partial shade will be tolerated due to the warmer climate. African daisies grow and flower well when grown in containers. Consistent watering is needed, especially during the initial growth period after transplanting. African daisies need supplemental nutrition. Apply water-soluble fertilizer weekly to promote continual flowering. Growth in containers requires the addition of a good slow-release granular fertilizer in addition to the weekly water-soluble fertilizer. Removing the fading flowers or deadheading will keep your African daisies blooming. As the summer heats up, the increased temperatures will cause the flower size to decrease. Shear the plant back by a third and apply a heavy dose of water-soluble fertilizer. The plant will produce new growth and be ready to bloom again once the temperatures start decreasing in the fall. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.